Welcome, my beautiful people. Today, we look at words and their effects on behavior. The Egyptian god Thoth created the original form of writing, which all other forms of writing derived. This form of writing was called hieroglyphs. Hieroglyphs were sacred carvings or paintings of pictures on papyrus paper, tombs, or wooden boards covered with stucco wash. Hieroglyphs were written in two forms, hieratic and demotic. Hieratic was a simplified form of hieroglyphs used for administrative and business purposes, as well as for literary, scientific, and religious texts. Demotic, a Greek word meaning popular script, was in general used for the daily requirements of the society. Words and names written in hieroglyphs were believed to have magical powers. For this reason, funeral texts and the names of the deceased were written on coffins and tomb walls. This meant that the gods would hear the prayers, and the individuals would be protected from harm because a name written in hieroglyphs embodied a person's identity and the ability of their energy. If it was obliterated, the person's identity was lost, along with his or her means to continue living in the afterworld. So eventually, the names of pharaohs such as Tutankhamun and Queen Hatshepsut, for example, were removed from the temple walls by their successors. The second form of hieroglyphs, called demotic, is where the word demonic derived from. The knowledge of the power of words became viewed as demonic. So now we've established that words have power. Pay close attention to the second part of this recording. There are two parts of the brain that controls our behavior. The first part is the limbic system, which is called the R complex or reptilian brain, which is in charge of our emotions, breathing, eating, sleeping, and that prepares the physical body for physical flight or fight responses to a physical threat. The behaviors of the reptilian brain is just like the behaviors of reptiles. The second part of the brain that controls behavior is the cerebral cortex. This part of the brain processes symbolism, thinking, and reasoning. This state of mind does not cause stress, for it is in its natural state. But when it is overactivated, it releases a hormone called cortisol. High amounts of cortisol levels in the body interfere with learning, low immune function, blood pressure, cholesterol, heart disease, and the list goes on. Our brains are constantly being overstimulated with words, symbols, and pictures that cause fear, that creates ignorance, causes stress, and brain fog. These effects are created through advertisements by corporations. What is the main reason for advertisement? Advertisement is used to control behaviors towards a product, service, or idea. So the power to manipulate your behavior lies through the constant repetition of advertisement. These triggers cause the body to be on constant fight or flight mode, resulting in stress, disease, anger, fear, hopelessness, and the inability to think. We are so far from thinking, there is no clarity. The clarity that we run away from because we are programmed by fear. We then seek esoteric, which is external information and knowledge, instead of seeking esoteric, which is internal information and knowledge. We depend on a government to promote our general welfare and fail to understand that they control our general welfare. The word government is derived from govern, which is a Latin word, governo, which means control, and ment, which is derived from the Latin word mentalis, which means the mind. So the word government means to control the mind. We allow ourselves and precious children to sit and watch hours of television without understanding the word tele is a Greek word that means far off, and vision means something in our imagination or supernatural. Thereby, the television creates a far-off vision of our imagination or supernatural abilities and creates illusions. Illusion is derived from the Latin word illusionum, which means deception, delusion of the mind. Our delusional minds causes us to believe everything that we hear and causes us to walk on eggshells because everything we do is a sin. In actuality, the word sin means to be that which is or anything that harms the possibility of a human being to attain supreme emancipation. We give so much responsibility to Satan because he controls everything we do. We fail to understand, which is inner understanding, not understand, which is understanding at a low level, that Satan actually means opposition or something or someone that acts as an adversary. By the way, just for your information, God sent Satan specifically to block or obstruct human activity. These blocks are your test to see if you will be persistent to achieve your goals. But guess what? Most of us fail. We have the power, but we lack the will. All of this misconception, which means change in manner, of course, has caused us to run away from our original manner. Our original manner is having the ability to think, reason, love, trust, be happy, work in unity, to have freedom, and to function as divine beings. Divine beings created in the image of God. For God is pure love, light, joy, happiness, and abundance. We must reclaim our true identity. Our true identity is to know who we are. And in knowing who we are, we learn the magical power of words. We merge with light and love that gives us the equilibrium and the power of our spirit. Thus, the power of our spirit will bring us the things that we need for success and well-being. As our ancient Egyptian ancestors would say, Ankh Uja Seneb, which means long life, prosperity, and health. Boat Shen is a branch of Zagfoss organization located in Glacier, Haiti. If you would like to get in contact with us, please send an email to bwadch9@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.